This is a confidential letter written by Z. Charnot, Monday, April 26th, 2004. It's sent from EarthLab Intellectual Properties, NV, to Mr. Scott M. Hand, Chairman and Chief Executive Officer, and Mr. William Gordon Bacon, Vice President, Technology and Engineering, at the Corporate Office of Inco Limited, 145 King Street West, Suite 1500, Toronto, Ontario, M5H4B7, Canada. And it's regarding ORMMTE, which stands for Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic and Microclustered Transition Elements. Dear Mr. Hand and Mr. Bacon, this subject is being presented to one company at a time, on a totally confidential basis. Until or unless a confidential disclosure form is signed, the kind of information and the amount of information will be highly restricted. The appended articles from Scientific American will familiarize you with the subject. Reference to a lecture by David Hudson may provide some further orientation. The species of monatomic and microclustered elements are produced rather wildly in the methods reported by Hudson. At the next juncture, you will want to become more familiar with the recently discovered monatomic and microclustered state of matter and its relationship to superconductivity. Due to the high level of interest and the resultant policies and practices of certain U.S. corporate and military interests, the next stage of disclosure can only be made under the five following conditions. 1. The whole undertaking is to be limited in its disclosures to designated persons, all fully identified to EarthLab by INCO, with no disclosure to any other party. 2. All persons to whom disclosure is made are to be exclusively Canadian citizens. 3. It is agreed to develop the prospecting techniques and the processing and application scenarios in Canada with no recourse to any U.S. corporate or military interests. 4. All developments are to be shielded from the knowledge or the awareness of U.S. corporate or military interests on an exclusively Canadian need-to-know basis. And 5, each step or each stage of disclosure will be preceded by a list of persons nominated by INCO and approved by EarthLab Intellectual Properties NV, in particular by Z.P. Charnot and or S.J. Gray. Recitations. 1. ORMMTE, monatomic and microclustered, are recently discovered states of matter. 2. What prevented its discovery was the use of spectrographic techniques that used too short a duration of sublimation or vaporization, typically 15 seconds. 3. Russian technology had determined that the period had to be about 300 seconds or longer. 4. The latent heat of vaporization of the platinum group of transition metals occurs at threshold temperatures which are successively higher and are sustained until the lowest vaporizing temperature element has been sublimated away at somewhat gradual energy densities. 5. These ORMMT elements condense as either monatomic or microclustered structures, dependent upon the rate and the shape of the cooling zone. 6. These ORMMTE condensates may be further processed by a kind of annealing or sintering process so as to create larger scale associations, which form plasma and or curved planar conjugate bonds, which are superconductors. 7. High spin enlarged positive nuclear fields are characteristic. Any further recitations are dependent upon your written agreement to the listed 5 conditions of this letter. No other company will be offered 1. A right of first refusal, 2. An option, 3. An agreement until either the expiration of 21 days or a written response of intent is received from INCO by EarthLab. This science and technology has relevance to everything from material science to space and human physiology. Formerly, I was responsible for some machine development technology in Seattle, Washington, with respect to the dinosaur, at a time when the wings were made of niobium. At that time, I did some of the advanced machine development involving the electrochemistry of niobium. Further, I have been responsible for some advanced technology involving the machining of tungsten using electric discharge machining techniques. This experience, combined with my work in high-frequency discharge welding and alloying of hafnium, yttrium, tantalum, gadolinium, dysprosium, etc., causes me to have a familiarity with the heat and mass transfer aspects. I also was involved in electron beam welding with electroglass in the state of Oregon and worked as a consultant with Hua Chang, also in Oregon, and Northwest Industries. I have lectured for the Bureau of Mines regarding one thesis I wrote. My most recent academic work between 1983 and 1986 was at the University of Waterloo. Kind regards, Z.P. Charnot for EarthLab Intellectual Properties NV. Enclosures, Microclusters, Scientific American, December 1989, pages 110 to 115. Fullerenes, Scientific American, October 1991, pages 54 to 63. David Hudson Lecture, excerpt, November 1995.